Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke weeksaand tussen 6 en 7.
Suid-Afrika is steeds op die gryslys van die Financial Action Task Force, hoofsaaklik as gevolg van swak nakoming in sekere sektore. Die Financial Intelligence Center sê regspraktisyns en eiendomsagente is steeds 'n hoër risikokategorie wanneer dit kom by die voorkoming van geldwasery en die befondsing van terrorisme. Die indiening van risiko- en nakomingsverslae is laag en dit knel die pogings om van die gryslys verwyder te word. Ek gesels nou met Christopher Malan, uitvoerende bestuurder vir nakoming en voorkoming by die FIC. Christopher, welkom by die program. How does the FIC define a high-risk sector and what makes it legal practitioners and estate agents to fall into this category?
Good evening to you and thank you for the invitation. High-risk is determined by the exposure and the propensity to be abused. Now, if you look at property, estate agents deal with a lot of money in the sense that they would lease property, and most of the time they may not know where the money is coming from. And then obviously when they buy and sell property on behalf of clients, there again, it has been shown worldwide that there is a phenomenon of unknown funds being used in the property sector. Lawyers, they advise a lot of clients on structures, and that's the main focus is when they are advising, setting up trusts and companies to, in a sense, lawfully, but in many instances, hide who is actually owning the transaction or in charge of the business. And you then find that those same vehicles are then used to do a lot of mischief.
The FIC has expressed concern about the low submission rate of risk and compliance returns. What are the key challenges these sectors face in meeting their obligations?
Well, from our perspective, and we've really tried to assist industry, first and foremost, we have satisfied the FATF on this issue about putting in place a risk assessment methodology and tools. However, what is now needed is to get the input data, the submissions to come in. A tool is just useless without the input data. So what we have found is that many of the lawyers and estate agents have registered with the FIC. But then, you know, they're busy people. They have not kept their details up to date. And now when they try and complete or contact the FIC, you find that they cannot access our online system. It's like SARS. You need your password and you need your credentials. And we find there's a tremendous backlog whenever we have this issue they can't access. Secondly, there is an element, a small number, which we believe are perhaps not doing it because they don't want to do it. And we're not being difficult when we say that. I was in a talk shop a few days ago with another sector, and some sentiment is quite disturbing where they say, well, I don't have the time to do the FICA. It's costing me money. I need to do my business. I can't worry about FICA. So, you know, those are the sort of attitudes that we really need to work hard to sort out.
So on the positive side, have we made any progress since being grey-listed?
Yes. We are quite confident that we have done more than sufficient. But, you know, this is not our exam. We write the exam. We believe we've done enough. It's now for the FATF. The last meeting we had in February dealt with two key issues, our most difficult issues, investigating money laundering, complex money laundering, and investigating terror financing. For the rest of the 20, including my area supervision, we had satisfied the FATF. We had moved sufficiently the needle that they are comfortable that all things being well, they can come and inspect us. In country, it's just two issues which is holding us back. We had a meeting in Feb, and we think that coming up now, there should be more than enough that we have demonstrated in South Africa. We are just hopeful that what we have shown them would be sufficient in the next meeting in June to get their nod to say, well done, we'll come and see you in South Africa. And that would be a serious milestone forward if it happens.
Hey, dankie Christopher. Dit was Christopher Milan, uitvoerende bestuurder vir nakoming en voorkoming by die Financial Intelligence Center. Hy het gepraat oor Suid-Afrika se pogings om van die Financial Action Task Force se gryslys verwyder te word.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.